Oh, I know what this is.
You do?
Yeah. Q92, it's Chris, it's Felicia, it's Marino in the morning. Good morning.
Hey, this is Matt from Hudson Valley Ghostbusters.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're fantastic, man. Where are you guys? Where are you guys? Are you guys headed to the plunge right now?
No, we're not doing the plunge today. We're doing that one tomorrow.
You're doing it tomorrow? Oh, you're going to be with us at Heritage Financial Park.
That's right.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. And is everybody going to be with you?
Yeah, we'll have a good trip, about half a dozen of us, maybe a little more.
Oh, man, look at that. The full Hudson Valley Ghostbusters representing, coming out, raising money for the Athletes of Special Olympics. And we have Matt Bennett on the line here. He is the executive director of the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters. And we had the pleasure of meeting Matt a couple years ago, like during our Boo 92 Halloween time. And, of course, it's not just Halloween, Matt. All year long, the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters does wonderful fundraising, you know, contributes to our community, which we love. So, you know, just for people tuning in, Matt, and, you know, it's unusual time of year, it's February, to be talking to the Ghostbusters, and there's ghosts all year long, I guess. In all seriousness, tell us the brief story of how you got started and made this all happen and, you know, became an official, I guess, part of the movie franchise in a way that we've all grown up and love.
Yeah, it started out with just me being a lifelong fan of the franchise growing up. And it wasn't like a new idea. There have been groups around, Ghostbuster groups, doing charity work for years before we came along. But I figured I couldn't find a group nearby. They were too far away. So I'm like, maybe I'll just start my own and start bringing people on. And it's actually grown exponentially more than I could ever dreamed it would have.
Yeah. And, now, Matt, I know we've interviewed you in the past and asked this question, but like, do you interact with, I believe it's Sony that owns the Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Sony owns Ghostbusters. They have their own division called Ghost Corps, which handles all the Ghostbusters franchising. Yeah, and we have an understanding with them. We don't work for them, but they allow us to use their intellectual property for fundraising.
Isn't that
very cool?
Gotta give credit where credit's due. You know, that Sony and the corporation does that. Again, if you're just tuning in, Matt is on the line, the executive director, the founder of Hudson Valley Ghostbusters Incorporated. They're actually incorporated. And if you go to hvgb.org, you are a non-for-profit, technically, right?
Yes, we're a 501c3 non-profit organization.
And a non-profit helping another non-profit.
We love that,
Matt. Are you guys going to be in full gear?
They have requested we do it in uniform, yes.
Now, can those proton packs get wet?
I don't think we'll be wearing those. Usually water and electronics don't mix well.
Yeah. It could handle slime. It handles slime, but not
water.
Not water, so, you know. Matt, listen, we are so grateful for the friendship we have with you guys. And, you know, as we invite, that's why you're on this morning. We've told you a number of times, and you're taking us up on it. We love having you guys on to talk about stuff you're doing with the community. We will always post on our community calendars for you guys and even share in our pick-me-up feel-good stories, anything you guys have going on. And with that, you know, the plunges this weekend, anything upcoming that maybe you want to share?
Yeah, we got a bunch of things coming up. I mean, just on, you know, in our neck of the woods, we've got the Beacon Creative Green coming up on two Saturdays from now on the 14th.
Ooh,
ooh. So that's a staple we've done now for a while. And then the following day on the 15th on a Sunday, we'll be down in Westchester at the Westchester Children's Museum doing their Slime Fest, because if you're having Slime Fest, you need Ghostbusters.
That's right. I love it. I love it. Well, if anyone's interested, Matt, in you know, seeing if there's a fit for you to be part of, say, any fundraising mm-hmm. activities, all that fun stuff, is it cool for them to reach out?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for new partners to work with and fundraise for charity.
I love it. All right. HV, of course, Hudson Valley, GB, hvgb.org for the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters. Matt, we will see you tomorrow. We'll take a lot of photos and throw it up on our socials as we're taking the plunge with you, brother.
All right, great. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, thank you, Matt. And boy, Felicia, you're in your glory, because it's a little taste of Halloween in February.
It is. It's always a taste of Halloween.
Yeah. I didn't even realize you're wearing a ghost sweater.
I am.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, I did.
You did, because we're going to talk to the Ghostbusters.
Yep. Yes. It is always.
You're insane.